Indoor voice, please.
No, I'm excited. This is a good podcast.
I can't wait for this podcast to start so Eric can shut the fuck up.
I can't wait for this podcast to start. Hey, Sean, theme song.
So Eric's been really loud.
Action!
And testy all my...
I've been trying to do the best goddamn podcast we can do!
He was getting under your skin earlier.
I'm trying to get you down on set!
And then he was antagonizing Rocco.
I'm trying to get all we need!
I don't know...
And I almost feel like he's antagonizing me right
he
now.
He is. And I don't know...
Do you want a subpar podcast?
I can't confirm that he's on cocaine. I cannot confirm that.
Listen, all I know is that there are things that need to happen, and I'm trying to get them to happen, and no one else wants them to happen.
But I can't deny that he's on cocaine.
Action!
Well,
all I'm saying is he's in a mood tonight.
Lights, camera, action!
Jackson!
Lights, camera, Jackson!
Lights, camera, Jackson is really old now.
Yeah, it appeals lost.
And is check out his YouTube channel.
No,
it's very upsetting.
If you want to get,
sad. Why would I?
Here's the thing: it's like you look at it and it's depressing.
Yeah,
but you also feel good about it because fuck that kid.
Yeah.
So it's like I don't know how to feel really.
Yeah.
You know, as a father, Sean just says fuck that kid.
Well, that kid.
Yeah, that kid.
But here's the thing. Yeah, Sean loves his own kids.
Of course.
But that kid. I'm willing to wager this. If one of Sean's kids went on national media and said, oh, yeah, Inception, not well written.
Congratulations.
I'd probably hate your kid.
Yeah.
I think Action Jackson was ahead of his time. That movie was terrible.
I'm around kids all the time, and I'll tell you, kids can be fucking shitty. I love my kids. But all the other kids that I see, not all of them, but a number of them, yikes.
They suck.
Fuck, man. Those kids suck.
I work in retail. I can agree.
There you go, man. Not all kids are,
not
roses.
All kids are created equal.
Well, I think children are the future, and if you're a child, good on you.
Good on you.
Stay young. Don't grow up.
And Lights, Camera, Jackson, don't worry. He does still do his Christmas 12 Days of Christmas, 12 Movies of Christmas song every year.
Oh,
he'll
great.
Do that, and it is a treat to watch. So it's almost that time of year. Get ready for the holidays and watch that fucking video.
Yeah. Sean, go ahead and show a clip of Lights, Camera, Jackson's countdown.
On the 12th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me Neighbors with Seth Rogen. Enemy with two Jake Gyllenhaals, Noah with Russell Crowe, Disney Nature's Bears, Ida from Poland, right along with Kevin Hart, Garfield Holiday Collection, The Amazing Spider-Man 2, Alive Inside, Edge of Tomorrow, The Fault in Our Stars, and Chef on DVD. Happy Holidays, everybody.
Then, like, do a contribution to it. Like, show a few of your own
But movies. Here's the problem is I don't have any movies here while I edit, so that is not going to happen.
No, there's plenty
go
of movies
home
all
and get
but,
your kids.
But don't worry, you guys, because the podcast still is me just as funny without that little clip that Rocco wanted to add.
I disagree with that.
Are you just going to write "gnaw" on the screen? Or
yeah, I have never done that, and I'm tired of hearing it.
Well, maybe this will be the first time.
Maybe. Well, the
first gnaw. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a big announcement
tonight. The dawn of the gnaw.
The first... Is it gnaw or gnaw?
Nah.
Nah. Well, nah. If it was Kanye saying it, it would be like, nah.
I've never put that on screen, but if I did, it would be a nah. Nah, nah.
Well, you're not Kanye. And you're never going to be Kanye.
I'm very aware of that.
You're not close to Kanye.
I know.
You're an excrement smudge on Kanye's boot.
Uh-huh. It's true. No, it's true.
The famous Kanye boot.
You are a nerd. Kanye is a prince.
He is.
I agree.
You wish you were Kanye, but
that
you
I don't agree with.
You
I
wish.
Don't
okay,
saying.
Now I found what I was looking for. You wish you were Kanye so bad.
Yeah, found your sensitivity.
Yeah.
Yep. There he is.
Wow.
I mean, he's just a nerd right now.
The way you smile.
Yeah. Yeah.
You
oh,
wish,
no, you
Kanye.
Got me.
You wish so bad. You love Kim Kardashian.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh.
You want to have sex with her.
Oh, and Jenny, I hope you're watching.
You're
so
don't tell Jenny.
Jealous.
Oh. Don't worry, she
you're
already knows.
Jealous.
Oh. She already
she
knows.
She knows Kanye Wait. Can produce a child.
She knows you wish you were Kanye.
Do you make Jenny do her makeup like Kim Kardashian?
I don't know what that would be, but absolutely, Brian.
You wish
Whoa.
So bad.
Yeah. Did your wedding vow contain the sentence, Jenny, you're my silver medal?
You wish so
it
bad.
It did. I was
dead.
I just got it.
Oh, and
I
by the way, when
I
Sean...
what that meant.
By the way, when Sean writes it on the screen, it is pronounced, nah, because he wishes he was Kanye.
Yeah, he does. And
so
every day he walks in, and Sean looks at me, every day we walk in at work, and he comes in, and he goes, my presence is a present, kiss my ass.
Yeah. Uh-huh, and then he follows it up with, nah!
Yeah.
Just like the wannabe Kanye.
The famous catchphrase. Nah.
Was. Right. Response?
I agree with everything you say.
Yeah.
I knew it.
Chatfield season approaching.
I knew it.
Fuck what?
Yeah, I have like this spell. I'm kind of like Ursula from The Little Mermaid.
Mm-hmm.
I know what's in your heart.
Right.
And I will fuck you up with it.
We'll give you legs if you really want them.
Yeah, but you're going to regret it.
Yeah.
Anyways, enough
of
that.
Can we talk?
Ursula.
I really don't mean to whatever about the rest of the podcast, but I would like to talk about something serious for a minute. This.
Hold on. There you go.
This week was.
Take two.
Was the year Back to the Future went to.
The future?
Went to the future.
We have to go back.
Yeah.
2015.
So, in case nobody knows this, if you watch Back to the Future 3, you can count how many days, and it's right now. At first I thought that was bullshit, but then I realized it really is, because that's what Biff falls into. In Back to the Future.
It's horseshit.
Isn't it weird now that movie is only going to take place in the past? It's like,
no.
Have you ever thought
about it? The second one is in the future.
But I mean, like, wait. No, now that's the past.
Check it out, guys.
No.
You get a close up on this?
Yeah, let's get it.
Is that.
I can't see what it.
That's right.
It's,
that's
all
new,
it's all black on black.
Oh.
Well, that's a new style.
Oh, wow.
I pulled the inside of my pocket onto the outside of my pocket, just like I'm supposed to do, because it's Back to the Future. Style.
Yeah, and I'm Doc Martin, and what you're going to see now is...
And I'm Marty Stillfly.
Marty Stillfly. He hangs out with Birdman.
That's right.
Yeah.
Was Birdman in the Back to the Future
trilogy?
Yeah,
he's in it.
Yeah, he's in it.
Yeah. He wears his 3D glasses.
Are the Hot Boys,
no,
or just him?
He's Mayor Carruthers. Or...
Oh, okay. Yeah, Mayor... Yeah, I don't know if that's his name, but...
Goldie Wilson.
Sean knew. Anyway,
yeah.
The day that the future happened, or whatever that day was,
is today.
Is today.
It's today.
Was one of the funniest things, because you got to see 10 companies, not literally 10, I guess, just a handful, major corporations who had 30 years to, like, do something cool or
to
make something
there?
Happen.
Yeah.
And all of them fucked up. It was like Pepsi... A week before, oh, we're going to sell the Pepsi from Back to the Future. We're going to sell it. And then, I mean, people waited and went, okay, yeah, where can I get it? Oh, we didn't make that many. They were on Amazon yesterday. Yeah, I don't know. Okay, so that was that. That was the extent of it. That was not an exaggeration.
Which is ironic that it was such a colossal fuck up. For the item of Pepsi Perfect. I thought that was...
That was really funny.
That was funny.
And I just love that the day they fucked that up was not even the correct day. Like, they were on sale randomly a day before on accident. So anyway, that was that. Nike kept saying, we got self-lacing shoes. Cummins, ooh, look, 2015. And then the day came and, well, we have one. Michael J. Yeah, we're gonna auction them off. Okay, so that's another one. Who else? The only people who didn't screw it up.
USA Today.
USA Today. Every copy of USA Today was the issue.
Which is, I'm going to say good on them. Which,
but, just, was, but that just is a perfect example of how USA Today doesn't matter whatsoever. they can spend a whole day reporting fake news and nobody cares. Well,
I hadn't even heard of it.
Well, I will give them credit because they, the day after Back to the Future Day is when the issue came out because in the movie, it's, he had the Tomorrow's Paper, so it kept changing.
Yeah.
So good on them. They actually did it.
They stayed in character and they had one of the writers of Back to the Future write the front page. So and they it, actually
the
committed.
The front page was very funny, I thought.
But there was another company, too, I know, that messed something up. I don't know. It blows my mind that Universal Studios doesn't have any shit in their park about it at all.
The Simpsons?
Like, wow, not at all.
Yeah.
And I think it was Tony Baxter or some Imagineer that said that they couldn't believe that there wasn't just a Cafe 80s. Like, who wouldn't? That's just, people would eat there. Yeah. Like, just, I don't know. It's kind of crazy.
It's
but anyway,
a nice opportunity, that's for sure.
I know there's another one that I'm forgetting. But, you know, why dwell on the past when
the future is now?
The future is,
we're living it.
The future, as they say, is now.
Mm-hmm.
Doc. The Doc. Anyway.
So, what movie can we fucking do next?
Time Cop.
Jurassic
can we get
Park,
it? Can we make life suck more?
2012.
Thoughts?
2010, the year he made Contact.
Yeah. Oh, no, that passed.
That passed. And then Judgment Day already happened.
Yeah. So what's the next thing?
Is there no movie thing that we can, like, pretend is real? Are we done being fucking lame?
Well, what about
that can't be.
Escape from L.A.
That was 97.
Yeah, the mate. No.
That already happened.
You know what? Yeah, Kevin, Morpheus does suggest that The Matrix took place around 2195, give or take.
I'll be dead by then.
Yeah.
So,
what about Children of Men? When does Children of Men happen?
I think, when is Children of Men? That's in a few years.
That's
isn't that like 2027?
Yeah, I think it is. Yeah.
Okay, all right. Anyways, we can get there.
So, next thing to look forward to is the Children of Men Day, where we got to steal all the babies.
Okay.
And, you can't blink all day. Your whole day has to be one take. So that's going to be crazy.
Yeah, your day has to be one take, and we all have to make a pact right now to not have children.
No babies.
Done.
Before. I mean, if you already had them, okay, but like from now till then.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Are we all?
Hey, yeah.
We're good?
I'm on board.
Because it's legally binding, I just want to say. Like, if anybody does that, I can prosecute.
Perfect. Okay. Fuck yes.
Okay, anyway. All right. Check out that podcast. That's going to be great in 2027. We're going to go crazy. And we're going to, will the last one to die please shut off the light?
Right.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
That was our biggest announcement of the night, but we have a couple lesser ones. if you guys want to, should we get to it?
Yeah,
please.
Yes. Hold on.
Oh, yeah.
You don't need this anymore.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Wait, hold on, everybody.
What do I have in my bag of tricks?
You got Santa's sack.
What have you got in there?
Oh, whoa.
What the fuck?
This is the announcement.
Is he getting ready for the... Whoa. He's
here for the announcement.
Just tell me when it hit it.
This is getting weird.
Yeah.
Is it okay to... Are you, like, prepared now?
May I make the announcement?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't know if
may
I know
I
what
make
announcement
the announcement?
Is.
Yeah.
Greetings, Earthlings! You weak and foolish species of imbeciles! I come from a newly discovered Dyson sphere! And I bring good tidings on the tips of my blackest fingers, which have been dipped in the alien excrement. Hit it! I'm inside your mind.
ladies and gentlemen. Wow.
That was some crazy, like, X-Files stuff. Did anybody else have a paranormal experience just now?
I don't know. I didn't see it.
Ladies and gentlemen, our new Blu-ray. A Blu-ray made specifically for the hardcore fans.
Yeah.
Mega 64. I have to read it because it's such a long title.
Yeah.
Paid DLC expansion pack exclusive early access on disc unlockables.
Yeah.
Our new Blu-ray.
And it came from across the universe.
Yeah.
Which we didn't even put on the title.
That Blu-ray is everything that everyone has asked for. The specials. The special presentations people have wanted on Blu-ray in a high-definition format. Commentary on everything. But you may be wondering, when can you order?
Yeah.
I'm about to put it on
sale
right now.
What?
Wait,
what?
Everybody.
He's loading up Opera on his phone.
I'm loading up Opera.
Currently as we speak.
Ladies.
It's going slow.
Ladies,
give it a second.
Ladies and gentlemen.
But not only will you be able to, not only will you be able to pre-order the Blu-ray tonight, but we also have a special treat.
What?
That's yes, that's right. We also will have a bundle you could show.
Boom!
The bundle will have the new Blu-ray with all the specials.
Mm-hmm.
And as well as an exclusive shirt that will only be available
through the bundle.
Through Black Friday. On the Black Friday weekend. Well, I guess that's Thanksgiving weekend.
Whoa.
Only available then.
Yeah.
As well as a poster of the artwork.
Which is very nice artwork.
And also, too, you don't see it in the graphic, but Thanksgiving weekend, there's going to be an additional exclusive poster you get with the purchase.
Now, we haven't shown that yet.
We haven't shown it yet.
We're not going to show that tonight, I don't think, are we?
Wow.
No, we're not going to show it tonight.
I've seen this poster.
Whoa.
It's one of... I fucking love it. I'm very excited about this poster, but I haven't shown yet. It's a secret.
We will reveal that at a later date. But ladies and gentlemen... As of right now.
Hold on. We should have had this better.
Opera's loading.
Yeah, you would think you would do this.
It's a laptop.
It's a cell phone.
It's a BlackBerry. Cut him some slack.
It's Back to the Future.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, pre-orders are live.
Whoa!
Pre-orders are live.
Pre-orders are live.
Bundles and the Blu-ray separately.
Where can they get them?
Shop.mega64.com. You can pre-order.
You can get that
right now.
Damn.
The thing you just saw, you can get it right now.
Damn.
Right this second.
Well, I'm going to be busy coming up. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, you're fine.
I'm stoked.
It's how the kids
through college. Don't start the pity party.
No. This is great. This is going to be a Blu-ray for hardcore fans. If you're watching this,
yes.
I'm assuming that's you. I'm very excited about this.
Now.
What's on it?
In addition.
Yeah.
Now, what you can expect on this, again, is we've got the remake of our version 1, episode 1, version 1 HD remake. We remade the first episode. Some people have seen it. At cons, we had it. Mm-hmm. But people have demanded to have that in some kind of compilation, in Blu-ray quality, the highest quality we could possibly give you. So that's on there.
And there's commentary on that, right?
Commentary on it. There's commentary on all this stuff.
Yeah.
Looks so good.
We got Sequence Erase, the 10th anniversary special. Mm-hmm. That's on there. Mm-hmm. As alongside...
With commentary.
There's commentary on that. Alongside that, a behind-the-scenes documentary. It's even longer than Sequence Erase itself.
And, you know, watching the documentary, Rocco edited a documentary without... I had nothing to do with that. And watching it, it was weird watching it because you let things breathe, kind of. It was this very, like, oh, this is actually how we filmed this. It was very...
You see us work out scenes and stuff.
Yeah, it's like us trying to figure out lines and stuff like that. And it wasn't cutting. It was just like, oh, this is what it's like. All right, cool.
It's a Blu-ray for the most hardcore, so I figured people who have been watching our stuff for that long don't normally get to see that. And Kevin did a lot of the behind the scenes on this and was so thorough in everything that I thought, well, let's show that. And he did a great job, and you're going to see it. You're going to see it on Blu-ray. In addition to all that,
the
most exciting thing is that there's Marcus's Corner, the complete series, the whole show in high definition, every episode. In addition, and commentary on all of it.
Mm-hmm. Damn.
But in addition, we have some other surprises yet to be announced.
Oh, my God.
maybe a surprise or two. Who knows?
Who knows?
And so we will talk about that at a later date. But the deal keeps getting sweeter, everybody. And as you could see, too, the theming of this Blu-ray, the kind of early 2000s disc game theme is very much alive with this Blu-ray.
We're not going to announce everything on the Blu-ray today? Wait,
not today.
Oh, okay. I see someone asking... Yes, Horatio's room is on there.
Oh, yes.
Of course.
In high definition.
Wow.
In case you wanted to see
of course.
The quality.
Just in case.
Anyway.
Real.
But you guys are going to love this.
We charge when it's ordered. So once... That's what someone's asking.
Why? Just take their money twice.
Both times.
Twice.
We'll charge you now and when it ships.
Now and then after that, your work order is done.
Give us $2.20 and our change.
Well, and the parts that we're not announcing are the best parts. So
I agree. I really do.
Yes.
In fact, we should announce them because it would make you want the DVD even more. But we won't. So
keep you guessing.
About that.
We're actually making a poor choice.
Yeah.
But
anyway,
think about it.
Think about it.
Hey, roll the dice. Pay the price. Get a DVD.
How much is it?
20. Doesn't matter. Roll the dice.
Actually, hold on.
Add to cart and say purchase.
Hold on. I'm going to raise the price.
You're going to raise the price right now?
All
right.
Now, no, I put in a random generator.
Uh-huh.
So depending on
who
when you
knows
click
what
it,
people are paying.
Could be a dollar, $100. I mean, who knows? Who really
what do you
knows?
Think it, what do you think it is most likely?
About 100.
Yeah. I always try to highball it.
So,
I mean, for what they're getting.
If it's less than 100, that's a good ass deal.
A good deal.
They're getting a deal.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, it's a deal at 100.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For what's on that disc, it's a deal at 100. So,
it would have, you're getting a steal here. Anyway, so that's coming out.
Some people in the chat are saying it's not a DVD. You're right. It's a CD movie.
CDR.
CD movie.
So laser disc.
Buy it.
There you go.
Remember VCDs?
It's a VCD.
It's a VCD. Anyway, pre-order that. We're probably going to end pre-orders on the sooner side, at least by this point next week. They will be turned off. I mean, we'll have to see. Again, like we did last year, pre-orders really help determine how many we're able to make, and so we don't run into this thing where, oh, they've been sold out for a month and all that stuff. So we're trying this again, just like we did last year, and if you want to get your pre-order in, do it now. And make sure there isn't, like I said, we always seem to hit this kind of bottleneck where they're gone for the holidays.
Plus, if you do pre-order now, I think with the Blu-ray, we're going to get a little something, a little card, a little something special you get only if you pre-ordered it first. So that's coming to you.
A little something.
Maybe.
Yeah, right? So we're gonna announce more stuff as we get closer to Thanksgiving weekend, Black Friday. We have plenty more stuff to announce, but... In the honor of Steve Jobs, there's one more thing.
What?
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 Can you stand up and announce it? Like Steve Jobs?
Yeah. And hello, and there's one... The iPhone. And there's one more... Fuck the iPhone. There's one more thing. We'll be right back. MacBook.
Oh.
Fuck the iPad.
So we already talked to you about being.
He did a little flip and you missed it. No,
yeah, I was excited, but
Kevin,
now
we're
on. Now
we already talked to you about
that. That's messed up. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, people have been asking for years if we will ever reprint Mega 64 Time. Our original of the Time Anthology series that we have.
The first one, yeah.
That was the first one. It has stuff from 2003 to like 2007 on it. But some stuff, even a few things even before that. It's a DVD that we did really early on that had a mix of stuff, Mega 64 stuff from our early days, but also videos we just did as friends back in the day. Like, it's our, by far, our strangest DVD we ever put out. And so we thought we would put it out one last time. We're going to reprint it one more time. The stuff on the discs is the same content that you knew and loved before, if you saw it. Some people never had a chance to get it. But, that stuff's the same. We put it in a collectible new type of package specific just to this Thanksgiving weekend, Cyber Monday. It's in a special unfoldable package. It's awesome. There's artwork. There's photos and liner notes. Photos from that era that haven't been seen before and things like that. It's really a great collector's item for something from a strange era. It was a funny era, that span of time, because we had a bunch of videos under our belt, but it still wasn't like our full-time gig. And like, you know, it's just kind of a funny time. And that DVD set really encapsulates it. So, on Cyber Monday, Mega 64 Time will return, and only once. We're reprinting it one more time, a small run of it, and then
dunzo.
And then
dunzo. Execution style.
Yeah.
So anyway.
That's right. It, man.
Do something loud for dunzo.
Okay, I'm out of energy, man.
Oh,
really
finally
sorry.
Got it.
Really
oh, finally.
Fries.
Oh, we tired
of
out.
Jesus Christ.
I'm really sorry, guys.
It's like opposite. Oh, yeah. It's like opposite day with that guy.
Oh, Eric, you tell him to be quiet, he gets loud.
I'm really sorry.
Tell him to be loud, he's quiet.
I got so excited about all these announcements. I don't know what else I'm supposed to do. What do you want me to do?
I got something that'll fucking pep you up.
What is it? What do you have?
Seems like a gun.
You got anything in there? This stuff only lasts like 15, 20 minutes. Like, what do you got?
Oh!
Exactly what I was looking for.
Drink some poo juice.
You're right.
Boy.
Crack a poo, kick a poo.
Kick
a poo
juice.
That was beautiful.
Oh! This podcast brought to you by the wonderful, beautiful.
Woo!
There you go. Now he's loud again.
There it is.
Goddamn!
I started this podcast off with my favorite. This
Thanks,
one right here.
Derek.
Kick a poo.
Check him out. We
Malibu.
Are brought to you by Kick a Poo Joy Juice. Get him at Google.
Well.
Google Shops got them, right?
We're doing so well.
Well, I'll tell you one place I can confirm they'll get them.
Yeah?
We can confirm right now. Kickapoo is coming to Game Days.
Oh, yeah!
What?
In Anaheim.
Yeah.
Anaheim.
Our Game Days event, mid-November, November 14th, the day one event. Kickapoo is coming. They're going to have a booth.
They are?
Yep.
Yeah.
What? Does that mean people can try Kickapoo at
Game
Days?
Yes.
Will they have Poo merch?
If you've already got a ticket to Game Days, good on you because it's sold out. But for those of you who will be there, you will be
face to face
with the Kickapoo daddies themselves. That's what I like to call the Kickapoo crew. I call them, everybody working at Kickapoo is officially known as a Kickapoo daddy.
Yeah.
You know?
Kicking it with the Kickapoo crew.
Yeah, so come out. You get to meet us at Game Days.
Yeah.
You get to meet the Kickapoo daddies.
Most importantly, you get to meet the Kickapoo daddies.
Here's a Kickapoo daddy right here.
A Kickapoo daddy just came in.
Honorary Kickapoo daddy.
Goddamn joint.
Honorary Kickapoo daddy.
God damn it.
Come on, Daddy Dearest.
Daddy Dearest.
Hey,
here's some poop for
you. Sit next to Derek, please.
Yeah. Hey,
I'll slide. Fucking
thing. Oh my God.
Derek? Hey, what's up, daddies?
Oh my God.
We're talking about Kickapoo daddies.
Oh, man.
Game Days is going to be crazy this year.
Yes.
It's going to be, you know, it's funny. We don't really need to promote it anymore because it is sold out.
Yeah.
But it's going
to
be
Disneyland the second day.
Yeah, it's going to be the best Game Days we've ever done. The things we're preparing, we're really proud of, and we've really grown it since the last Game Days. But if you still want to come join us on our Disneyland day or tour de la Disney, we will be attending Disneyland theme park that Sunday, November 15th. Get a ticket. Come join us.
Yep.
It'll be the official Game Days meetup. So it'll be really fun. Can't wait. We're going to have cool new merchandise for everybody who comes out. Game Days is going to be wonderful. You know, what more could be said?
Yeah, it's going to be amazing. I really can't wait. It's so close, and I'm getting so excited. I want to say, yeah, so anyway, Kickapoo will be there. By the way, if you want Kickapoo at home, go to drinkkickapoo.com, order a case. Go on Amazon, order a case. Follow at drinkkickapoo, and they're going to give you updates. They're going to talk about Game Days as well, as if you weren't tired of hearing about it from us. Whatever, they're going to talk about it too. But
Google search Kickapoo.
Google. Yeah, just Google them.
Yeah. Did you know they have a Wikipedia article? Read it.
Yeah,
it's very good stuff. Active on Twitter. Too.
Learn the history.
It's accurate.
Tweet them photos of you drinking Kickapoo in a cool place.
Learn the
friends.
History of your favorite beverage. Did you know Kickapoo is older than?
Coke.
What's a new drink? Vitamin water.
It
you
is
know that?
Older. It
That's
is.
True.
Yeah,
this is like the truth. This is the truth alert.
They say millennials identify with social media. I think people should get on there and tweet at Kickapoo.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
I hate that statement.
You don't like the statements about millennials?
Millennials identify with social media.
Yeah, studies find don't that millennials enjoy engaging in social media. So next time you have a Kickapoo with your buddies, drink it and post a pic to at Kickapoo.
Am I allowed to make a controversial statement?
Yes, close up on Derek.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Right into the camera if you could.
Take all the studies out there and shove them up your ass. Okay?
Jeez.
People go to college.
I'm tired of studies, okay? Study this. What's that?
Studies
what's that
in general? Studies in general or something about...
Yeah, which way you want it.
Which way you want it.
Studies in general, okay? It's just people reading books and then telling me about the books they read. I can do that on my own.
That's why I'm not in school anymore.
Why don't you study real life?
Study your own ass.
Okay? Study your own ass and figure out why it's so lonely. Okay? Study that. Anyways, back to the regularly scheduled podcast.
Regularly scheduled podcast.
Who also sponsored by?
Hey, I know we're about 32 minutes into the podcast, but can we get some introductions into who's who?
Yes.
Well, he's Sean.
Hi, special guest Sean Chatfield. Thanks for having me back, guys. Look at that. Fucking stoked.
And I am Dr. Martin Luther King.
That's right. I go by the host's name, Twisted Sunshine, the man with the bag. And what's in the bag? It's a plan. Akka, the man with the plan, Twisted Sunshine, coming at you, burning you.
And I'm Duke.
No one said we're doing fucking jokes.
Who's joking?
Here.
Yeah, you started it with the whole special guest.
I look like a real asshole.
I watched the stream on the
almost,
way over here.
Almost. Maybe drop the crown, but that's
I'm your boy, it. Big Boss, a.k.a. Garrett Hunter.
Well,
I'm your boy over here talking about John Rocky Rambo. I went to Vietnam POW.
What's he talking about?
So, yeah, no, we got that out of the way. This week...
Oh, there you go. How fucking
better.
Old is that?
Upgrade.
Twisted Sunshine.
There's like 10 people that are fucking watching right now have those.
Anyways, keep going.
You guys should make a new one of those. New hat.
Yeah, can we reprint those?
Yeah, hey. Golfers everywhere are just screaming for them. The buckle in the back is just sells them like crazy.
Yeah, Sean, you put it on backwards.
Yeah.
The cloth strap. It's tight.
Those hats are way better than
Secret World, Alex Mack.
It's tight.
Those hats are way better than
I did. I interrupted you. I'm sorry.
Oh, no. Who saw the new Star Wars trailer?
I did.
Yeah, hell yeah.
I saw it today. No.
You know what? I actually didn't see it, but not because I was avoiding it.
Really?
I just found that it wasn't forced in front of my face, so I was like...
Yeah, it wasn't
I'm
like the
you.
Other ones, was it?
Yeah.
I'm with you, but if I did see it, I wouldn't have watched it. So, but it never came up in any...
I found it wasn't hard to avoid and just...
Interesting.
No,
I saw it everywhere. Interesting.
It wasn't to the level that last one was. Definitely not.
I knew it was there, but it wasn't in every single place that I go
yes.
to.
But you know what it was? Is I'm not going to spoil the trailer, but the last trailer, the second one that everyone has seen, there's that shot for the first time you see Han Solo and Chewbacca, and that's a big moment.
Yeah.
And there wasn't a moment that was so, whoa, in this trailer.
Like, what was that?
But I felt like in this trailer, there were more moments that gave me chills and made me more excited
Absolutely.
For Star Wars than the last trailer.
I agree with you, and I thought the way they played it, where Nothing was spoiled. I still know nothing.
Yeah, yeah, they handled that very well.
I would tell anyone who purposely avoided it, don't, because...
That's cool.
I really felt like I wasn't, maybe like, oh, I wish I didn't know that.
No, I don't feel like, the exact same way.
Yep. I don't feel like I'm missing out on anything.
Nope.
And I haven't seen it yet.
Hey, Garrett, you're really not missing out on anything, but this new trailer legitimately got me so hyped. Fucking pumped. Yeah.
Oh, that's
new
it.
Did
you see Kylo Ren?
I wasn't... Yeah. I was not going to watch it, and Sean... Sean brought up to me, he's like, you know, just the nature of your job, you're going to see every GIF and screen cap. You might as well see this in its purest form now. And so I went, okay, and I watched it, and yeah, I didn't regret it at all. It was nothing I didn't know, just some cool shots, and it was like, oh, great.
I got the chills a couple times, and then it was over.
Now, I'm going to say one thing in it that there are lots of shots of things, you know, oh, cool, you know, whatever. You see Han Solo again, you see all kinds of stuff. Nothing you didn't really expect not to see, you know, whatever, to see. Yeah. But there was one thing in that trailer that got me more, that gave me more, gave me chills, I guess.
Goosebumps.
But more than anything else.
Made you hard.
And it wasn't a nostalgic thing. It wasn't like, they're doing that. You know, it wasn't any kind of callback moment.
Yeah.
It's that this new character, you saw kind of the other half of the part in the original trailer. You got Kylo Ren is this new villain, and he's got the red lightsaber with the cross kind of blade, and he's walking through the forest, and there's a split second shot of the new character who has a lightsaber, and as that villain guy is walking towards him, he has this look on his face of like he doesn't know what the fuck he's going to do. Yeah. He has this look on his face of, I've never used this. I don't... He's kind of holding it like a fucking flashlight.
Yeah.
And that shot encapsulated everything that was never there in the prequels once.
I absolutely agree.
Yeah.
This whole trailer just showed like, hey, remember when Star Wars was a bunch of misfits going up against the big guy?
Exactly.
Yeah. Welcome back to Star Wars!
Exactly. That the guy in that shot looks like, he's
so far over his head, and he's just...
In that one shot. And even the rest of it, there are lots of great things to see in the trailer, but that was the one thing when I saw that, I went, life and death is here.
Yeah.
Like, there is a threat. Yeah. You know, anyway.
What's the name of this new character?
I have no idea.
Of the main guy?
They just showed the...
Finn.
Finn.
Yeah.
Finn.
I think a special shout out needs to go to Michael Giacchino. Sorry, I always mess up.
Michael J. Fox.
I thought you said
Michael Giacchino, because, man, he is nailing it with the music in these.
It's John Williams. So he's doing a really good
movie.
I thought he wasn't going to do those movies.
He's not doing
like whatever these spin-off things are.
Oh, okay, like the X-Wing thing.
Yeah,
Rogue One,
whatever.
Rogue One.
Okay. Yeah,
yeah.
He's not doing those.
Did that Bounty Hunter show ever get made?
No, I mean, that was a rumor. They never even confirmed it to be that.
Yeah,
there was a live action show on the way for so long.
It was all Bounty Hunters or something.
Well, that was a rumor, but like that never. Okay. And the producer at the time, George Lucas's producer, Rick McCallum or whatever his name was, talked about like they wrote 50. Like there are 50 scripts. They were done. They were 50 episodes were written, and he said, "Yeah, we're just sitting on them because there's no place that could afford this." It's like, oh, okay. Like, wait, all right.
Dang.
And now they're bought by Disney.
They should just
leak
them. We'll film them.
Yeah.
Make them good.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Did a great job with the leak.
I would say one thing about the trailer is I thought they played it perfectly, and I don't think it's really a spoiler either, but I feel like the other two trailers, when the title showed up, it was like, bam! Like, it's
very bombastic.
Oh, my God, it's Star Wars!
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But this was just like,
It was quiet, very low-key.
Simple. It's like, I'm so excited.
I didn't want to know that. You're always spoiling stuff for me.
You spoiled the Martian so hard. So
hard.
You absolutely did.
I only said stuff that was in the trailers.
I didn't see it, but I know Kevin did something genius just now, right, Eric?
Oh, so good.
Good job, Kev.
I only said the stuff that was in the trailers.
You did not!
And then when I saw the movie, I said, that's everything that was in the trailers.
You don't realize how often you spoil things.
No,
I don't.
I do because I...
You do realize.
I take care not to spoil stuff.
Oh!
Because I'm very... No. Like, what you just did pissed me off.
That...
And I don't want that feeling.
That
I don't want other people
off.
To have it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
A movie I was dying to see, I don't need to see anymore.
Well, that's not my fault.
Yeah.
Yes, it is!
That's your decision.
It is your fault.
It's 100% your fault!
No, it's not. Okay. I have no control over what movies you see and don't see. Go see it.
Oh.
Go see it.
Yeah, no, Sean doesn't have to see it anymore.
Like, I know the ending. I'll see it, though.
You don't know the ending.
I do.
What happens?
He gets rescued.
Why are you spoiling it?
Oh, my God! Wow.
Hey, I want to apologize to everybody out there who's just tuned in.
Right.
And had Sean.
Yeah. Again, the person who's never seen the movie, but my friend Derek told me what happened.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did!
All I said was, the stuff you see in the trailer happens in the movie.
No!
No surprise. No surprises there.
You said, I knew sitting down halfway through that there's no way this guy's not getting rescued.
No.
Yes, you did!
I said I got that from the trailer. I didn't even say if that's how the movie goes. You don't know. You haven't even seen it.
My God. Oh, you're right. I haven't seen it, so maybe I'm wrong.
But you did see the new Star Wars trailer.
Right.
And I would have liked to have the lid still on it.
Well, I want to apologize. I'm the biggest asshole, and I'm sorry for what
so
I did to you.
Okay, look,
just a movie.
That's whatever, but if you fucking spoil Slumdog Millionaire for me.
It's just a movie.
Yeah.
I swear to God.
We're still waiting to see that.
Yeah, go see it.
He's like a drug dealer kid.
Fuck!
I'm just saying...
Yeah.
Well done with the music choice for Star Wars. Good job.
I didn't know the music was going to be well done.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Anyways.
John Williams. See you on Friday.
Maybe he doesn't get off Mars.
Maybe he doesn't.
He might have kids up there.
Well, it's called The Martian, yeah, he probably stays there.
Watch it.
You're right.
He stays there.
Watch it and find out.
Dude, that would have been the most awesome ending to The Martian is if they go through all that shit and he goes... And it's like one of those emotional endings where, like, now I don't want to leave. That would have been so awesome if they come and he's like, no, I'm the Martian.
I am the Martian.
If the last line was, no, I'm the Martian, that would have been movie of the year. Like, imagine that movie ended where all of the governments around the world and everything they did to send a rocket to get this guy and they're in orbit. Come on, get on the ship! Get on the ship! And it's just this one dot on the planet, this one guy standing there and he goes,
nah, bro.
I'm afraid I can't do that. I'm the Martian now. And the whole it's all the people in Times Square and all the people at like CNN headquarters, and they're all looking at the TVs going, what did he say? They're all looking at each other. He's going to stay?
No
one knows what to do. That would have been such a good ending.
No.
But instead he just dies.
Derek, is that how it ended?
See, the thing is, Rocco's saying would have been, so now you know that doesn't happen. Spoiler.
That's kind of a spoiler.
It is.
Unless,
that's true.
Unless, it's like, one thing you're expecting not to happen.
There's two kinds of spoilers. People who tell you what happened and people who tell you what don't happen, which is a spoiler by elimination.
Unless, you know, I would even say...
Think about it.
I went and saw a movie today that you might have spoiled a little bit. You said Crimson Peak was just kind of like A to B scary movie.
I didn't see it, but yeah.
I saw it.
I never saw Crimson Peak.
Oh, maybe I'm thinking of another movie you saw.
No, he talked about it, about what we thought it might be.
Oh, okay. It was that.
Yeah.
it was fun.
Spoilers, you're right.
Okay.
It was pretty.
Spoiled it. I didn't see Crimson Peak, but I said it looked interesting. It kind of looked like a video game, but at the same time, I got the impression it looked cool, but maybe the story wasn't all there. But I haven't seen it.
Yeah, you're pretty good.
Every review sounds like every Guillermo del Toro movie.
Yeah, it's
where
beautiful set pieces.
But in a year, everyone will worship it and say it was the best movie ever.
Stylistically, it's really cool. I recommend checking it out if you guys want to watch like a fun movie.
Yeah. Well, I think so too. Stylistically,
If you see it, don't spoil it or say spoiler alert.
Yeah.
And if you think that guy who played Loki is handsome, then
you get to see
his buns.
You get to see some
spoiler. You see his buns.
You get to see a cheek or two.
Both cheeks.
It's pretty cool.
I don't think you would like The Martian, Sean.
Okay. You don't get to see Matt Damon's butt.
Yeah, you don't get to see a cheek or two. Right. You don't even get to see one.
You get to see his butt.
Well, oh, that's true. That
you
do.
You
get
shit.
Martian butt.
I'll see it now. Guys, we should move it on.
But honestly, I don't think you'd like it. So
okay.
If you feel like it was spoiled for you, don't worry about it.
Okay. Hey, real talk. Do you ever have somebody do that to you where they spoil something very, like, super intentionally, like, fucking destroy the spoilers in a movie because they think they're doing you a favor? Because every now and then I meet some immature fuck that's like, you know what? So-and-so is the killer. I just saved you.
Oh, I have seen that.
Hey, fuck off with that.
Hey, not that, but I encounter many people who are so passionate to share something with you that they just go through it beat by beat. Like, yeah. Oh, you've got to read this comic. Absolutely. You've got to so this comic starts with this asteroid and then it hits Earth and then all the survivors come out and they got to collect all the weapon and they just keep going on and on. It's like,
yeah.
Just recommend it and let me read it.
He told me the whole plot.
Sure. Yeah. I know multiple people who are like that with movies and TV shows, and it's kind of like, I like them, they're my friends. How do you tell them to shut up?
Oh, I just straight up tell them to stop. Hey, I don't want to hear any more about this.
I'll just say,
let me read it.
Yeah.
I guess that is the easiest thing to do. Yeah. I think I'm going to check it out.
It's abrasive at the time, but they'll take the second stop and go, yeah, I should probably stop talking
about it. I am so unabashedly rude when someone does that, because someone did that to me with Heavy Rain.
Oh, really?
Like, and that's not that game. I know the score with that game. Okay. It's pretty cheesy. You know, it's cheesy. It's whatever. All of that guy's games. What's his name? David Cage.
Yeah.
Are a guilty pleasure of mine. You know, it's like there are so many things I laugh at and whatever. But I enjoy playing them. I have whatever. I know the score with them, but. Heavy Rain, yeah, I was like halfway through, and again, cracking up at some of it, but I was enjoying it. And then, all these people were like, "Oh, here, I'm going to do you a favor. Here's who did it." And it was like, "Oh, I didn't want to know this shit.
Nope.
Like, don't tell me that." Anyway, that's all.
I've had people pretend to ruin something for me, which, and I think I've shared this before. The biggest one was when Matrix Revelations came out.
Revolutions.
And, whatever. Doesn't matter. I'm glad I didn't get it right. Yeah. And Dominic saw it at midnight, of course, because I think he probably went with you.
Yeah.
And walk up to him the next day, and I'm like, "How was the movie?" And I'm halfway through saying, "Don't tell me anything about it." And he just says, "Morpheus dies."
Oh, Dominic.
What? He's like, "Nah, it's fucking good." And I'm like, "You son of a..." Like, the way he got it out there so fast, like, my heart sunk to the ground and then was brought right back up. "Nah, it's fucking with you. You son of a..."
Great.
So, speaking of something that isn't that.
You're not a fan of The Matrix?
You don't like The Matrix?
Oh, I love The Matrix.
Oh, okay.
I love The Matrix.
The Matrix is the coolest thing that humanity ever created.
Yeah.
And everything after that has just been a rehash of things that happened before The Matrix.
That is kind
of
true.
Like, new Terminator comes out.
Well, Equilibrium.
Way better than The Matrix.
New Terminator comes out. I already saw Terminator before The Matrix. Make a new Matrix. We're not here to talk about The Matrix. Okay. Get real.
I'm always down to, though.
I know. Fuck, I know.
Talk about it.
I know.
We had a new video come out this week.
We did.
And we haven't really talked about it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and I'm going to go on record. It's almost as good as The Matrix.
Almost.
Wow.
Arguably better than The Matrix.
Unfortunately, it's shorter. A rehash of something that happened before The Matrix.
It is. Takes place in the 80s. Metal Gear Solid 5, The Phantom Pain. We did it, baby.
Woo!
Woo!
We told y'all we'd have a new video.
Yeah.
And we put out a new video. What do you think about that?
What do you think about that?
What do you think?
I thought you already have it. Let's talk about that for a moment.
That, hey, I want to say thank you to everybody who watched the video and kind of linked it around and stuff like that. I saw it linked everywhere. And just before the podcast, actually, YouTube featured it. It's on their gaming channel and all
that
stuff.
Nice.
They tweeted it out and all kinds of stuff. So, sometimes we don't get as much love on YouTube as we hope for, and it was really like refreshing to see.
That's
like,
very
this
nice.
Time we did
in the sea of Markipliers, we could still
we snuck right in.
We could still float.
We still get some views.
Anyway,
float to the top.
There you go. But anyway, yeah. So this video was. A lot. This video was really, I really am proud of it. Like, I'm really, really happy with that. And it's always fun to do a video when everyone in the group is jazzed on the game. You know, like, sometimes there's games where it's kind of like, hey, this is weird. None of us really like it, but it would be a funny video. And, you know, it might turn out good, but it's that much better when everyone is, you know, kind of, or at least most of us are really into a certain game. And I think we all really like the new Metal Gear.
Yeah, but that's my favorite game of the year.
Hell yeah.
Definitely.
I would probably agree with that.
Yeah, and so what was really cool was, so we decided we wanted to do it, and immediately Garrett went to work on the arm, because we knew that was a critical part of the costume. And I've had so many people asking me, like, oh, is that the collector's edition? Oh, is that from Japan? Oh, is that, you know, Garrett made that. Like, that was all,
Garrett.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. And the collector's edition was like a thing, though. You wouldn't be able to wear it.
No, no, no.
It was like
there was one in Japan that was full size.
Yeah,
it was full size, but you couldn't wear it.
You still couldn't wear it. No.
Yeah.
So you did a good job.
Unless Derek cut his arm off, we could like glue
it. You cut your arm off, dude?
Dude, you should try.
Maybe I did.
Yeah.
You don't know.
Wow. Maybe those bandages are there for a reason.
That's right. Think about where these fingers been.
Whoa.
I'm afraid to tell you.
That's why they're taped up.
It was hard for me to break away from trying to play the game. Because I had to take some time off from playing the game to rush that arm out.
Yeah.
You did really good with the scars on my face, I would say.
Yeah, Garrett did that too. Really
good. The whole costume was cool. If you look in the opening shot of the video, the cinematic part, you can see Garrett's full costume. I've got like the back straps on and the satchels and everything. And what was funny was heading out into public, we had to take about 90% of that stuff off.
Yeah.
Because... Yeah, in this current climate of America, it was like, people are going to think I am a mass shooter.
Yeah.
Like
going
out to...
Well, that's already happened to me.
Strike.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's already happened to you. But none of that even remotely happened. People were so happy to see us. Honestly, I think we should just chalk that up to San Diego being like the nicest city in America. You can walk around in full fatigues and people are just like... They'll eat lunch.
Well,
and
like, oh, man, we're a military.
That was when we realized that stealth was our best option. Like sneaking around the booth to try to get the surprise on people.
You know what? There was one thing I know we did that wasn't in the video as much, but I did a lot more pounding of stuff. Like the snake sonar. I know I was walking around in like a food court, like banging on signs, banging on people's tables. The shots didn't make it in there, but
yeah. I think at some point there should definitely be behind the scenes or something for this video because there's a lot of great stuff from that. Because in addition to that stuff too, so we have all that. We have Derek a snake going around and all that stuff. But we wanted to do the rocket punch. We wanted to have the rocket flying, and it's a really funny shot in the game when you're able to fire your arm like a rocket. It kind of the camera goes from the perspective of the arm rocket. And so we wanted to have that shot, and I had the special edition from the game, like the little toy
arm they made.
Yeah.
And
when you attached a GoPro to it, it looked great. It just looked
really good.
Yeah, it looked just like the right shot. And so I actually told, I'm sure this really bothered them, and I'm sure they were really upset about this.
Yeah.
But I told Derek and Sean I would really rather shoot the rocket arm stuff by myself.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and it was like, oh, man, we had to take the day off while you go humiliate yourself.
Yeah, fuck.
Yeah, they were upset. Hopefully, you know,
we'll get over it.
We're going to try to stay strong as a group. But
yeah, Rocco worked so hard on that. I really have to just commend you. He called me up and asked if he should get a shot of walking around Disneyland. And I said, you know what? You don't work so hard. don't punish yourself for no reason.
Originally, because that's where I was kind of torn. So I told them I wanted to do those parts by myself because I felt like that's something, because it's from a first-person perspective, you don't need a whole crew, and it would be better. I would rather be one crazy guy that everyone just kind of goes, what? Then you see a whole group of people, and it's like, okay, what is this? And it gives us away. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so I just thought, okay, it'd be easier if I went out and did some of that myself. So that's where I came in that skit. That was the one thing that I did. And where it was kind of difficult to decide is, when I was talking with you, Derek, is I originally was thinking, well, let's have this thing fly through everywhere. So I went in, I went through an outdoor market. I went through swap meet. I went into a grocery store. I went through a Home
Fast
Depot.
Food.
Fast food. I went all that stuff. And so, I called Derek. I'm like, should I just go all out and, like, drive up to Disneyland tonight? And it's going through, like, fucking Small World. And, like, I was going to go underwater with it and, like, go through a beach. And stuff like that. Yeah, it became, like, a very Naked Gun type gag.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was kind of like, as we talked about it, it kind of felt like, okay, now the arm has taken the video. Like, and it wasn't in a way that complemented the rest of it. Like, it needed to be great reactions. And that was the key to it. Because otherwise it kind of was its own thing as opposed to complimenting the rest of it, if that makes sense.
Makes sense to me.
I agree. I thought that, that ended up, I think that was the best thing for it.
And
it didn't go too far.
Some of the best reactions. I love when Derek's coming out from under the table and you get that, the white haze of the direction where you're being sensed. That woman just stares at him. It's Derek's reaction to her, I think, that makes me laugh the hardest.
Yeah.
Eyes wide open as you backwards.
Well, it's funny because
you really nail Snake.
I haven't been playing a lot of Metal Gear Solid.
It is exactly what you
so
do in the game.
So in that part, it's like, I'm going to be so sneaky. If anybody sees me, I'm going to do what I do in the game and just back
Because that's how so many people play. It was
well,
great.
Well, it's funny about that game. When you first start playing, it's like, nobody can fucking see me. Oh, fuck, they see me. And you kind of freeze in terror. But playing it, you realize, like, they can see you and they won't do shit.
You
as long as you
them,
just
yeah.
walk in the other direction.
Yeah.
Which is a kind of funny thing to put in real life. Because in real life, somebody sees you. They see you.
They see you.
No, they don't see me.
No, you're like a
maybe you,
sneaky ninja.
I bet you. Were, I bet no one saw you, especially the family handing each other drinks as you piloted the fist.
Oh, God.
That one kills me.
When you walk through
they're exchanging beverages.
That was so funny.
And I want to say, with the convertible car, I really did set the alarm off.
What was it? Like a motion?
I honestly, I was thinking about it later. I think that car was like a police sting. It's a fucking convertible that's just like waiting out with nobody to be around in a real public place.
Yeah. What did you touch when you put your
hand? I didn't touch
in.
Anything.
But the alarm started going off when you
It was one of those
hand.
Cars that if you get too close to it, it just like senses
it's
you.
It's a proximity.
Yeah, and we were just near it and we were like, hey, it would be really funny if you we got
get the cassette.
Turn off the radio and then we'll add the like cassette acquired thing.
Originally, you know, we kind of went through a couple ideas for how to execute this skit. So at one point, the whole skit was going to be find radios that are playing music and try to just fuck with them. So, like, if somebody had a radio at the beach, you just go up and start messing with their radio. That'd be really
trying
funny.
To turn it off.
But people don't really have radios. The only people I saw with radios were these two, no offense, crazy-looking homeless guys. And I was like, just let them enjoy their music.
That's
so that car was sitting there. The top was down. Like, I had access to the radio. So I was like, I'll just go fuck with the radio.
Great shot, though.
Not expecting the alarm to, like, just blast off. Yeah. So that actually happened. My reaction is genuine in that.
You'll see in the behind the scenes. In the if we get to put out the behind the scenes, you'll see us all cracking up about that. It was really, really unexpected.
That's
great.
I was proud of that skit. It's been a while since we've done a public skit. The reaction's been really good.
Yeah, the reaction has been awesome.
You had to get into the makeup twice.
Yeah, but that was no problem. It was real.
It was, it was just
you.
It was just the horn and the scars and stuff.
Yeah, the scars are cool too. It's all cool.
So check it out.
I mean, my costume is pretty legit too, but
you know, elite Mujahideen. I like how you.
Oh, and I'll put it to rest. I am super buff. I was just carrying Sean.
Yeah,
so
he was.
No tricks.
I was impressed, and I kept making vocal my point of like, you guys better test that out before like
we tried it.
Carrying someone on your back for a distance
I think
is hard,
and he was running too.
I did it. No problem.
Fireman's
don't worry. You need me to extract somebody, I will extract them.
That was proud.
The master extractor.
The day after we filmed, I was like bruised. And I was like, why am I my tummy? Because I was running and like a shoulder.
Your tummy, right?
Tummy. Got my tummy.
Right there in your tummy?
My tummy.
Because somebody asked about this. It just in the middle of filming, we did run into the guy who looked like Code Talker. Yeah. That was another accidental thing.
The Dene.
The Dene, exactly. And when that happened, specifically, like, when we cut, I was like, I don't know how we'll work it in, but that looked just like Code Talker
great.
In the game. I know you guys haven't played to that point, but that's, you know, whatever. And so I just had a feeling when we were out there, I was like, that's got to come into play. That's got to come into play. And so in editing, kind of just decided, well, okay, that's the mission. And it worked out great.
And sometimes when you're playing missions, that works out where you're supposed to go find a guy to interrogate him to find the location of your objective.
Yeah.
But then you'll just, through random ass occurrence, stumble upon
exactly.
the one thing you had to do. And right off the bat, you've achieved the...
Yeah. That happened to me. There was a super complicated one at one point. I don't remember, but at some point in the game where I had to... I had to, like, interrogate a billion people to find one person. And then, accidentally, like, blew up a thing. And it was like, oh, he was in there. He was like, oh, okay. But anyway, one quick thing, actually, and I'm glad I'm reminded, the graphics that are in the video, like you see the little like white blur that like pops up when the girl turns around, and like the end graphic, we always have, Mariel always helps us with, our friend Mariel, she's here right now, so it just reminded me, because otherwise I would never thank her for anything.
She's here right now?
Brian the whole time!
I was here.
But anyway, but she does all kinds of different graphics for us sometimes when it's something that in editing can't figure out how to do myself or we can't, you know, or whatever. So, like, the, you know, little things like the title screen and stuff like that, and that really helped that out a lot.
Good job,
Mariel. Anyway,
thank you.
Thank you for doing that. But anyway, other than that, I was really happy because Hideo tweeted it out.
That's so
Hideo
awesome,
retweeted bro. It, and so did, I don't know how to say her name, Stephanie Houston. Yes.
It's Houston.
Houston. Yeah. She plays Quiet in the game.
Oh, cool.
The actual actress who plays her in the game tweeted the video out, and that was really cool.
That was
cool. So, yeah.
And Whitney Houston watched it from heaven.
Yeah.
Wow!
Whoa. We had confirmation on that.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, her and her daughter watched it together.
Yeah.
Really.
She, her daughter said, I'll watch it with you.
Yeah.
Wow.
Pretty impressive.
Bobby's next. What? Is he dead or what?
No.
Oh,
Bobby's still alive again.
No,
oh,
he's still there.
You might see this.
Alive
well,
and loving it.
Too hot to handle, right, too cold to hold.
You've earned a bag of trick tricks.
Give me some. What do you got?
Is that the theme of Bobby? By the way, this was our Halloween
Bobby
cast.
Bobby Brown
time.
Jokes. You know what? You need
that's
cool.
Why I came across
you need to cool
them.
Off, bro. Cool. Cool it with the Bobby Brown jokes.
I look at Sean's face.
He's so... All right, bro.
I can't believe you did that. I can't believe that.
I think wow. He's still, I think, I mean, just looking at him, he's still a little heated.
I. No.
That's all I'm saying. He just looks a little heated still.
Eric.
What?
That one was for Eric.
I just thought, I just gave my Bobby Brown thoughts.
Yeah, right. You wished illness on a man, so that's not cool. You had to cool
that's
it.
Not, that's hot.
Yeah, remember,
we're on positivity and love and life here.
Sean gets freaked out when you wish people
I'm trying,
to be.
Whitney seems happier.
Oh. I think I'm out of water. You lucky.
Yeah, there's a drought going around.
There's plenty of good food.
Well, that's true.
Well.
We probably anyway. Could upset a couple. We are in California. We shouldn't have done that.
Hey, what else came out this week? Anybody else see anything or do anything or play anything cool?
I'm playing some games.
Yeah, what do you got?
I'm playing a couple of games. Undertale, really good.
I keep hearing about that.
Yeah, it's a really good, I think one guy made them by itself, indie game. If you like...
Oh, isn't that like the highest rated game on Metacritic right
now?
It
is now because it's got like a low kind of number of reviews, but it is like mostly positive reviews.
I think it's the number one on Steam.
Really? Yeah. I heard this. Like, one guy made this RPG. Is it reminiscent of Chrono Trigger? That's what everybody's
really
saying.
It's really reminiscent
really?
Of Earthbound.
Earthbound.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I heard the humor's cool. The atmosphere's cool. I haven't played it. But
yeah, I'll have to check it out.
Yeah.
It's really good. I've also been playing kind of an older game, but Invisible Ink. It's an indie game made by Clay. They're the guys who made Shank and Mark of the Ninja.
Oh,
I think you'd really like it, Derek. It's a turn-based, like, tactical... stealth espionage game with like where you're like a pulp like spy detective kind of guy going into like secure areas and trying to secure, you know, important documents and stuff like that. I think you'd really dig it.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay, what's it called?
Invisible Ink.
Invisible
Ink. INC.
Okay, cool.
I've been playing Yoshi. Really
oh
good.
Yeah, Yoshi's Woolly World. I think I talked about that.
The disembodied voice from offstage has been playing Yoshi's Woolly World.
The voice you didn't hear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's been great. I haven't played anything since that. This week I've been gone. I've been working on the stuff that you just saw
the
Blu-ray and all that stuff. So I haven't really played much.
Well, I haven't been working on that stuff, but I'm also haven't played anything. So how's that sound?
Well, there you have it.
I've been playing Metal Gear, and me too have been working on things.
A lot of things.
Yeah, just personal channel vids.
Cool.
Just working away.
Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm. We have another. We have another video on the way that I'm excited about. Already the behind the scenes is the funniest part. We'll talk about that another day.
We will.
Yep. Anyway, hey, I want to thank everybody for watching this week.
We
also want to thank our sponsor, Loot Crate. Go to lootcrate.com/mega64 and you could subscribe and get a box of stuff.
We got
every
one.
Month. Oh, we got a new one right here. We're going to see what's in
it
right now.
What's inside?
Whoa.
Let's see what we got.
Oh my God.
Emmett Brown.
You know, is that what his name is?
You know, today's the day.
Today's the day.
He went back.
Today's the day. The clock tower.
I want this.
The teddy bears called their picnic.
Look at that. I bet you want that.
Whoa.
to scale replica of the hoverboard.
One fifth scale.
Whoa! Mine's way bigger.
Yeah, you already have one, so you don't need that. Look at this.
Yeah, you got the real
one.
Look at that shirt.
Is it lenticular? Unlike the actual board.
Brian, hold that shirt up.
Yeah, this is that. This
Doctor
one.
Who Sonic dun, Sport. Dun. Hold the fucking
Wait,
phone!
Everyone stop!
Everybody stop!
Wait a minute.
Literally the coolest item Loot Crate has ever done, you motherfuckers. Get your fucking asses wide open and ready to be destroyed by the Doctor Who. Sonic Spork!
I'm gonna get so much pussy if I go to Denny's and order breakfast.
That's right, Garrett. The pussy magnet has finally been invented.
If I go to Denny's and I order a Grand Slam with a side of Raisin Bran and I slide this one, look at this, right out of my shirt pocket, I'll walk right in. I get every waitress's phone number in there. I guarantee. I go, ma'am, no thank you.
And every waiter too, buddy.
I brought my
And every customer and every cook and every chef. Because when you have a Sonic Spork.
Look at that.
Damn.
Look at that.
Oh my God.
Kevin, shut the door. I think people might smell that.
The stampede might be, this is not good.
Shoot.
Roll the door down, Kevin.
And you can only get
fuck.
And you can only get one if you signed up for Loot Crate. So.
Oh my God.
That's really cool.
Code Mega64, get your spork on.
Damn.
Yeah.
It almost doesn't matter what was in the rest of the box. Yeah.
You know,
it?
The button's a flux capacitor.
Oh, well, okay. That's cool.
What
was, this is a little replica hoverboard.
Yeah,
that's
cool.
Pretty cool. What's and on this? A Bill and Ted.
Is it Bill and Ted?
Be excellent to each other.
Oh hell yeah. Yeah.
They're best friends.
I love that movie.
That's cool.
It's pretty cool.
And this is the time. This is the time. This is a good ass loot crate.
Wow.
It's pretty nice.
Anyway.
What else was in there?
Go there.
Wait, this doesn't even.
Uh-oh.
What's that?
A battery.
Whoa. Free battery.
Damn.
Dude, is that like a C battery? Yeah.
Oh my God.
Those are the best kind.
I can power my Maglite with that.
What else is in loot crate? I feel like a magician.
You are kind
of. He's kind of Penn and Teller and Derek.
Yeah. I was going with you, Eric. Felix the cat.
Hell yeah.
Derek and Teller. Penn and Derek.
It's like a whole universe in there.
Yeah.
The amazing Derek. Only so many I have.
Do they have a knife? Do they sell a knife and a regular spoon?
What else was in there? A light!
Oh
a light?
That's
Whoa!
Like, that's like in Pulp Fiction, what was in the case.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
That's what.
And open it up.
Oh,
this is the Pulp Fiction loot crate.
Can we get a close-up on Sean?
What
yeah.
Is Pulp Fiction shot?
Check out the scene.
Is this?
This is a Marcellus
Watch
Wallace
it.
Edition.
You have to close it and then open it.
I didn't, you fucking asshole.
Ready?
Yeah.
Go. Someone sing Miserloo.
Whoa, what's in the box? What's in the box? It's a Deadpool!
Oh, that's your favorite.
I was going to say it's the ending, but...
No, it's not the ending. It's Deadpool.
Sean won't eat his cereal.
Eat your Deadpool.
Sean, eat your Deadpool.
Does Sean eat your Deadpool?
What?
Hold on.
Wait, hold on.
You're gonna cut your gums.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, my God. I wish it was real.
Me
bang,
too.
Bang.